one of the primary stories in the Bible of Jesus and the healings that he was involved in, where he was always telling everyone to tell no one. And unfortunately, people with their enthusiasm and their joy had to tell everyone. Well, in Luke 8, 41 and 49 through 56, he tells the story of this wonderful man. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. Well, Jesus started the journey to go to Jairus' house. And along the way, many things happened. And then, on verse 49, it says, when he spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard, he answered him, saying, fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she is not dead, she sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she indeed was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. And he commandeth to give her meat. And her parents were astonished. But he charged her parents that they would tell no man what was done. How often this is true. Tell no man what is done. To heal is to return to our original purity and integrity. And if we are to return to our original purity and integrity, it must be as though we had never left it, as though we had never left our original purity and integrity. And to never have left our original purity and integrity, there is, therefore, nothing to heal. Now, Jesus did not say, this sick kid, this dead kid, this child. He said, no, she only sleepeth. And the parents and others might look on and say, she only sleepeth. My God, she looks terrible. And what happens when that takes place? Then, in their consciousness, they have a long healing road to the resurrection of that child. But as Jesus said, trouble not. She only sleepeth. And when they started to cry and be anxious about it, he sent them out of the room. And when they were out of the room, he said to the maiden, stand, arise, come forth. And the girl stood up. And then he said to the servants, come, bring her something to eat. And they brought her food, and she ate, and she was happy. And then Jesus, as he so often definitely spoke, go and tell no man what was done. Do you have the strength and the power within you to tell no man of the healings that take place in your life? If you do, you are very blessed indeed. For, unfortunately, so many people live their life in such a way that they need to have the credit of telling people, before I was sick and now I am whole and perfect. Before I was unhappy and now I am fulfilled in every wonderful way. Before life was a travesty for me, but now it is a wonder and a magic for me. Can you say that? Can you live in that consciousness? Can you live in that awareness? Can you be that? Can you have sufficient? Do you have to tell people you go to the doctor and you get a pill and before you couldn't breathe and now you are? Do you have to tell people you went to your chiropractor or your alternative medicine specialist? Do you have to tell people that you have gone to your mother and your mother laid her hands upon you and you were returned to your original purity and integrity? Do you have to do those things? If you do, and of course many people do, they limit themselves and their healing is a temporary thing because it is not their reality. If we are to have our healing be our reality, then we are to tell no one, not even ourselves. Because at all times we maintain the truth about ourselves. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in the wholeness and the goodness and the power that I am. If for one moment we want to get credit for having been sick and now being whole, what foolish people we are. Rather, say to yourself, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. The University of Healing here produces dozens and dozens and dozens of wonderful, powerful affirmations of the truth about us. And if we would take these affirmations and make them ours and live with them and have them on our tongue constantly, we live in this awareness that it is done unto us according to our belief. And Jesus said to the rabbi, come, let us go. She is healed according to your belief. Now, did the rabbi believe? He called upon Jesus and he believed. Did he believe when he saw the child lying dead on her bed? It was difficult. And so Jesus sent him out of the room, along with the family, because if they could not believe, he did not want that negative consciousness, that negative presence, where he was calling forth the truth about the girl. Now you say, what part did the girl have in her healing? Well, the girl created in her mind that she would go through this experience and that she would come forth whole and perfect. Little children create themselves being born in families where the family expects them to be little children. The family expects them to be having growing times. Now, there are many universes in this world. There are many wonderful parallel universes, if you want to call them that way. And in them, the child is born as a thought in the family, fully developed, fully grown. Well, you mean the family doesn't have the chance to have the child as an infant? That wasn't their choice. On that universe, in that dimension of time and being, they choose to have their child come forth full developed, but yet wanting to be in the family and learning the family's attitudes and values and happiness and so forth. Now, we could also look into other dimensions and see other ways of doing things. But we're living on this dimension right here, right now. And let us be aware that in this dimension, we are born as little tiny babies and we are developing our consciousness. And as our parents share with us the truth about themselves and the truth about ourselves, we live in a glorious, fulfilled, revealed, and a very, very happy and a very marvelous life. So, accept this as true for you. Let the fact that you are healed constantly be ever present with you, and know that you go and tell no one. You go and tell no one that you are whole and perfect. You go and tell no one, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You go and tell no one, I am God. You go and tell no one, I am the wholeness, the allness, the isness, the world. Tell no one, be it. Be it. And what a grand response that is to the world and to you. Be it. And as you be it now, you be it forevermore. Healing. Tell no one. And it is permanent. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.